This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Marketing Mojo. I'm Angeline Tay. Now, Malaysia rated the most bored nation in the world. I mean, is that something that we should be proud of? On the other hand, kids today are blessed with iPads and smartphones, among other devices. And this is a study made by MTV Asia titled Break Boring, Ignite Passion. So today we'll tap into this study with Paras Sharma. He's the VP of MTV and Digital Media in Asia, and look at the potential of this high rating of boredom from Malaysian youth to create opportunities. So welcome to the show, Paras.
Thank you.
Why was this study being conducted in the first place?
Okay. As the name suggests, and which you rightly mentioned over here, that break boring and ignite passion, for MTV is extremely critical on an ongoing basis to understand our target audience, that's millennials. And when we talk about understanding, it's not only understanding their engagement with the brand, but their engagement with life in general, and anything and everything that affects them, because we believe that the more that we learn about them, the more we will know what to create for them and how to engage with our brand. And therefore, one of the things, and we were also quite surprised that while we all know that how much of the engagement that today's youth, specifically millennials, have with media, and there is a large amount of exposure of different forms of content. And despite that, the study shows us that the youth, and specifically millennials, across different markets, and more so, for example, Malaysia, are getting bored. And that, therefore, gives us a lot of opportunities to look at what, therefore, is causing that boredom, and what, therefore, we as MTV and other brands can learn from that to engage this large amount of audience and large amount of both audience in meaningful activities and discussions.
And we'll talk about the opportunities on the second part of the show. Now, you're talking about measuring the youth's boredom. I mean, what's boredom in the first place? Is it when you're running out of things to do or generally jaded with life at such a young age? How do you measure this?
So again, there are different kinds of activities, or different kind of lack of activities rather, which lead them to feeling bored. And now they vary across different markets. But if you were to talk specifically in context of Malaysia and youth in Malaysia, they get bored while doing multiple things, or while they are at multiple locations or being engaged in multiple activities. For example, the things which cause boredom for them is politics. And I don't think there's any surprise over here. Also, interestingly enough, studying or being at school or college also causes boredom. One would say that, yes, it may be. At the same point of time, there's a lot of opportunities over here from the education point of view of what can be done over there. Sitting at home and not doing anything also causes boredom for them. And also, interestingly enough, one of the things which came out, that mindlessly browsing internet also causes boredom. And these are the specific key points for Malaysia. And across markets, they're pretty much the same, only the ranking may change here or there.
So how did you conduct the study? Let's look at the metrics, right? You're saying that they're millennials. What age range are we looking at here?
So if you look at how the study was conducted, so we did that from September 2014 and January 2015. And it included quantitative surveys as well as qualitative surveys. And it was carried between the age group of 12 to 24. And if you look at across markets, we looked across 26 markets, where we conducted the quantitative study. In addition to that, the qualitative research was also done with face-to-face interviews among five cities, and Kuala Lumpur was one of them, which was done in an age group of 16 to 24. And as a combination of both the quantitative and the face-to-face interviews is what we pretty much got out the results, which gives us a both, I would say, from a statistically correct point of view, enough numbers to form our opinion on, as well as decoding through the ethnographic interviews, some of the underlying factors.
So what were the biggest findings in this report?
So obviously the first itself was that more than what one would imagine, that the youth primarily are bored. And however, the percentage or the vary across different markets. And for example, Netherlands being the least bored and Malaysia being the most bored nations. And also what came out is, though not surprisingly, when they are free, they get bored. But what causes boredom are some of the activities that were key things, which I just mentioned about, which are the things or the activities that they engaged in, which causes boredom for them. And also when we decoded the underlying factors of it, beyond the I would say the first veneer of the activities is few things which had came out. First time is that free time isn't necessarily a good thing, because the free time, if not used properly, is what leads to boredom. Lack of control is also boring for them. And that's interesting to know, because lack of control spans across various facets of youth's life. So lack of control, with specifically with regards to media, means that if they are not able to control what they is being dished out to them and what nature of content, that leads to boredom. The other thing is that too much of choice leads to boredom. And that's interesting, because one would have intuitively imagined that too much of choice leads to number of activities where they can engage with to take care of boredom, but that necessarily is not the case. In fact, too much of choice and too many options or too much information becomes white noise for them. And then those stimulants actually become sedatives. And that's where the boredom threshold rises. So those were the things which came out from decoding the causes. And also interestingly, the other things which came out was, what do they do to take care of boredom or to alleviate the boredom? And for Malaysia specifically, if you were to look at, 5 out of the 7 choices that they made are related to media in some form or the other. For example, they watch what they call entertainment television. They engage and they go onto social media. They listen to music or watch music. They watch videos on internet. They play computer games. And also some of the things are healthy as well. They go for a walk and they try to explore something new. So if you look at, try to again look at the first veneer of it, it looks that the media kills boredom, because 5 out of 7 choices are from media. But if you try to decode that from the other parts of the research, what it also comes out that the media may kill boredom in short term, but actually what will kill boredom in long term is the passion. And that's where it's a segue to where the brands can learn from, or where MTV then goes deep dive into, is what is it that passionate for them, or the activities that they could be passionately engaged into it, so as to then alleviate the boredom in long run. Because if you were to connect it only with choice of media, mindlessly browsing social media was also one of the causes of boredom. Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about too much choice is a source for boredom, and too much free time is a source of boredom. But then you're saying the key here is how to engage them passionately. And how are you going to do this with MTV Asia? We'll find out more after this. I'll be speaking to Paras Sharma, VP of MTV and Digital Media in Asia. We'll look into opportunities that we can find from youth boredom here in Malaysia and also across 26 countries. This is Resource Center Marketing Mojo. I'm Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You're still listening to Marketing Mojo. I'm Angeline Tay. On the line with us is Paras Sharma, VP of MTV and Digital Media in Asia. And we're just discussing about the recent study that they have released showing that Malaysians' youth are the most bored nation. Earlier, you were sharing with us that, you know, youth have too much free time and they have too much choice. They are bored. So what are you doing with these findings?
As I mentioned that we pretty much figured out that, okay, what causes boredom? Mm-hmm. We also looked at what are the underlying drivers which actually cause and which therefore result in some of the activities. And then the second part is that how do we decode it and where we find opportunities. So if I were to take it one by one, the first thing is that humor is one of the elements or areas which from a content point of view tries to alleviate boredom for youth. And it's simply put, how does that humor therefore can be showcased in a manner which therefore not only kills or alleviates boredom for them in short term, but also creates a kind of a passion for them in long term. And that's where the nature of programming or nature of content from a media perspective comes into play. If you were to look at and give us some examples of from MTV's perspective, one of the activities which I mentioned earlier is that when they do get bored, what do they resort to? And it was watch entertainment programming on television. Now, what currently is happening is that the entertainment programming, unless and until it is done in a manner specifically that engages youth in long term, would not necessarily alleviate boredom. And what therefore, when we look at the content of programming for youth at MTV, we look at some of those universal themes which cuts across youth and are therefore more relevant and engaging for them. To give you an example, some of those universal themes are humor, are relationships, are dating, are things about what's happening on various respects of dating and relationship. And some of the programming, therefore, talking about specific content pieces, which have worked and which we've introduced last year, and we've seen some very good results. We all know that with regards to the music programming, the youth are interested. But how do we take it to the second level of engagement with music programming? Mm-hmm. Let's take an example of the K-pop or Korean programming, which is quite popular in addition to the international and local music in Malaysia. And we do have a vast lineup of the Korean programming. This year, we added, in addition to that, what we call the reality K-pop programming, which showcase the K-pop stars, but in reality programs, which are humor-based activities. And we've seen extremely good results of that. We introduced a program called Brothers Green Eats, where there are two brothers who create food, but they create it in a manner and for millennials in a way that that kind of food can be consumed or created by the millennials. And it's extremely funny and interesting in the way that it's presented. So this is the nature of programming, which has humor, and it's not something which is white noise or a wallpaper, but which engages them. That's one part. The second and very interesting and important point is that how do we make sure that this audience is able to discover something new? And that's extremely important to alleviate boredom, that let them discover something new.
It's sort of giving them the control.
That's right. It's right. More of the control will come into how do we present that. Mm-hmm. But before that, lead them to a path of discovery of something new, and then comes into play, how do they discover that? At MTV, there are a couple of things that we are continuously engaged in doing. First is one of our key properties, which is called MTV Push, which is where through which we make youth discover the new up-and-coming international talent. And that has been one of the signature initiatives of MTV for many years. And that has a very strong place among the youth, because in addition to what's popular, what they already know of from a music, which is one of the key activities that they engage in, they discover every month a new up-and-coming artist and his or her music and about his or her life. The second thing which we started, again, a couple of months back this year, it's called MTV News. MTV News is not any other news program. We know that nobody or not many people currently rely on, not necessarily on the broadcast television for news, and more so in case of millennials. So we therefore created this multi-platform property which exists everywhere. It exists on broadcast television, it exists on website, it exists on Instagram, where we are able to share with youth popular culture news across various formats on our various platforms. So that's discovery of the content, and also discovery through by making it available across different platforms in that form. Then we have this signature popular culture show called the MTV Show. Again, this year, keeping in mind how youth are consuming media and how we make them discover about the new trends, new things in the popular culture, we made sure that when we're creating the MTV Show, we create it not only for television, but we create it platform agnostic, because youth are discovering or want to discover content across platforms. Mm-hmm. So there is an MTV Show for television, there's an MTV Show element for Instagram, there's an MTV Show element for Twitter, there's an MTV Show element for Facebook. And these are the various, some of the ways that brands and that can utilize, and that what MTV is being doing successfully, that we make youth discover content, discover music, discover news, discover trends. The third point is that after having discovered, how can we make them connect? When I say connect with the people of similar interests, connect with people who have an expertise or experience in the fields that they are interested in, and also connect with the activities or their passion points. How can brands ensure or can enable their audience and millennials connect both those various key points which are important in their lives? Some of the things that we have done, and I'll talk about some of the specific examples in relation to Malaysia successfully. A few months back, we had carried out a very successful edition of World Stage Malaysia. Mm-hmm. One of the activities that we did for World Stage was sourcing of the local act that the Malaysian fans want to watch. And that was done through an innovative way that we told the audience, instead of us selecting, as we have done in the past, that who would be the local band that will play as the first act for World Stage, we let them choose that. So we gave them an opportunity to come up for those fans of various such artists to connect among themselves, as well as connect with the similar people who were interested to look at which local act that they want to watch. Extremely successful activity. The other thing that we did, as it was during the last year World Stage, was one of the activities that we carried out with one of our sponsors, JJQV, is about the VJ, that how can you become a VJ of the day. Again, this was a pan-regional activity which was carried out, the idea being that those people who are interested in that, how can they connect with similar people of similar interest and passion, at the same point of time also connect with those who have done very well and already established, which is the MTV VJs, and how they come together, learn, share the experiences, as well as then get on stage to do that. The other activities that we can constantly continue to do is the music events, where we bring fans or audience who are interested to take part in similar experiences to come together under the aegis of any such platform and connect with the stars that they like to watch or being close to them, mm-hmm. or connect with the fans of a similar interest. So whether it's in form of meet and greet of the most passionate fans, or the fan clubs getting an opportunity to come and meet with their stars, or the larger group of 20,000 fans who have similar interests to come under one roof and enjoy the evening. The other key element of Elevating Boredom is that how do we enable millennials, and specifically them more than any other set of target audience, is to give them an opportunity to create something new. This audience or this group of people, as we all know, and I think this is such an important point that it doesn't hurt to reemphasize that they are pretty much, I would say, the most creative lot of people, and also have a great urge and interest to create something new, being driven by one of their core drivers that they do want to create a mark among their social groups and on the larger landscape. So how do brands can create such opportunities through which this target audience of millennials can create for themselves, can create for world, and which can be showcased? At MTV, some of the things that we have done or continue to do, again giving the example of World Stage in Malaysia, for the very first time we had the MTV Breaks, which was an Asia-wide activity, international property for the very first time brought to Asia. The Breaks concept was simple, that how do those millennials who are engaged in various creative fields can get an opportunity to showcase their talent and then get an opportunity to get mentored by the experts in that field, and then finally being able to create something on as big as platform or World Stage and be a part of it. What we did therefore was that we ran a campaign where we asked those millennials who were engaged in creative fields of photography, of multimedia content production, or in graphics production to come and participate and create that. And on the basis of that, we selected few, and then they were mentored by the MTV experts from international, local, and regional, and they were finally able to create and contribute towards what happened on World Stage, on television, on internet, and on various forms of the on-ground events in forms of graphics. So that's an opportunity. That kind of an activation, therefore, gives them an outlet for creation. So that's one example where obviously only few can do. If you were to multiply and amplify that by millions of times, is what we did recently as a part of the MTV rebrand exercise, which you may have heard of, is called the MTV Bump. And now the second phase of that is called MTV Canvas. Simply put, what means is that now any millennial or any youth in Malaysia or anywhere in Asia can create a piece, whether it's in form of a social update or it's form of a video or a message, which can form or find its place to come on the MTV channel in fewer than couple of hours' time after it passes through all the back end. To further illustrate it, what it means is that if there's a young guy in Malaysia, and if he's feeling bored, at the same point of time he's playing with his cat, what he can do is that he can shoot an Instagram video of him playing with his cat, express his feelings about what he's feeling while he's playing with his cat, and can upload this video on the MTV Bump and Canvas. Over there, he will find multiple tools through which he could potentially put a cap on the cat's head, and can put his picture next to Nicki Minaj, and this add this entire thing and create a amplified, interesting content, which can then start playing on the MTV channel. Now, that's where you create interest, give opportunities to millennials to create interesting content from their regular lives and regular activities. And these are the ways through which MTV is therefore of varying nature, as simple or as easy as what I just explained in terms of MTV Bump or Canvas, or as serious and as engaging and passionate in terms of Breaks. So we have such multiple opportunities or multiple initiatives, and we're extremely focused on finding more and more, because we believe that that's extremely important, that our this core group of audience is able to create, and we are able to therefore provide them enough platforms. We very recently, in fact, less than a month back, concluded MTV project Lockstar, where the entire objective is that those young and up-and-coming artists, it was a search for those who were the original songwriting and composition. How do we give them an opportunity to create something original,
yeah,
and then showcase it, and then we finally select it, those guys get rewarded, and they are, what they create then only gets also gets showcased on the channel and on our platform for the larger audience. The final thing is, how do we create, or how do we give them a sense of achievement? That's extremely important with this audience, and that's extremely important to recognize that we need to give them a sense of achievement. So any activity or initiative that the brands do, they need to see which of those activities or initiatives can actually help them, the millennials, to say that they're achieving something out of it. At MTV, therefore, the way to translate their engagement or their creation and taking it to the full cycle of achievement is, for example, in terms of breaks, the reward was that what they create gets showcased as a part of the bigger event. It gets showcased across multiple platforms. In terms of MTV Bump or Canvas, is what they create is not only that as a social post for the 15 friends or 100 friends on Facebook or Instagram, but it's for billions of the audience that who can see what they're creating. And so therefore, giving them the sense of achievement through any activity or initiative is extremely critical. So we believe if the brands can create or provide entertaining, humorous content, can make the audience discover something new, mm-hmm, and across different platforms, create opportunities for them to connect with of people or experts of in the similar field, give them an opportunity to create something bespoke, and then lead it to the conclusion of giving them a sense of achievement. These are the ways through which then we'll be able to elevate the most bored intelligent youth.
Well, just a last round, just to recap, you're saying that if you can engage with the youth, engage their passion, you know, leading them to discovery, connect the different audiences together, and a platform for them to create something new, and then recognize their creation by, you know, giving them a sense of achievement. It sounds like a very 360 view of trying to engage the youth. What MTV is doing is, we know that when youth are bored, it sort of reduces their productivity in that sense. And I see that MTV has a lot of initiatives trying to make them do something, but is, you know, creating things, anybody can create anything, but is it a concern that they're actually spending time creating things that often have no value?
I think it's a very, very interesting point that what we say is, how do you define what the value is? And it's important to understand that the value of the creation from youth have a different meaning if we employ looking at the traditional filter or today's filter. Let's give an example of, if you were to say someone 15 years back, a concept of Candy Crush, one would have said that it's of no value. But if you look at the Candy Crush now, obviously now it's becoming a little more irritating, but it had immense value. So the value of the items that the youth are creating, if you look at the small bite-sized internet clips, which used to come on, the video clips which used to come on the internet, intuitively from the traditional creators, they would say it's no value. But if you see the value with regards to the engagement that generates, the millions of likes, the millions of views, that's a huge amount of value. And that value is not only from an engagement point of view, there's a huge amount of value from monetization point of view. How people are actually making serious money out of it. So therefore, when youth do create such things, the value that it generates is the value for themselves, and that is the value which therefore alleviates their boredom, that therefore engages in them into an activity which they are passionate about. The value that it generates among other people seeing it and therefore liking it or engaging with it, therefore further reducing their boredom and therefore probably motivating them to do something. Mm-hmm. And the value that it generates for this content, which some of that content is actually very good, and therefore they find the means of economic opportunity to further pursue their career, depending on which kind of content they're creating. So I do think that as long as they are engaged in creating, there would be enough value in most of the items if they are passionate about it. And that's the key point. It, again, just to further emphasize that the engagement with media is only ephemeral. It's what is the long term is that, okay, the passionate engagement. And that only can come if you're passionately involved with it. And the value, therefore, will come when they create something that they're truly and passionately involved in.
Well, it seems like we've sort of managed to hack the millennials now, making them passionately engaged in creating something. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
I've been speaking to Paras Sharma. He's the VP of MTV and Digital Media in Asia on their recent study, Breaking Boredom and Ignite Passion. I'm Angeline Tay. This is Marketing Mojo on Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.